Behold, the lawyer stood up to put Jesus to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your mind and with all your strength and with all your soul and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, who is my neighbor? Just stop and think about it for just a moment this morning as we have come to worship our Lord Jesus and to meditate on His Word. And who is my neighbor? Is it my neighbor next door? Is it my neighbor across the street or down the street? Or even for that matter, someone I have never met before? Yes, who is my neighbor? But before we answer the question of who my neighbor is, we need to address the first question the lawyer asked Jesus as he put him to the test. Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Even though in the Gospels of Matthew chapter 22 and Mark chapter 12, the question really is, Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And what was Jesus' immediate response to him? Jesus said, What is written in the law? How do you read it? In other words, what does it say in the law and the prophets, and how do you interpret it? And he answered immediately, saying to Jesus, Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind. And then he added, saying, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus replied to him, saying, You have answered correctly. Do this and you shall live. There is no question about the fact that the lawyer knew the law and the prophets. As he quoted the first table and the second table of the law in the Old Testament, as it is recorded in the books of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 and Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18. And yet the lawyer still wasn't sure about himself. He wasn't sure about his faith and his own religion. So he asked Jesus the question in order to justify himself, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus went on to tell him the story of a man who fell into the hands of robbers. On his way from Jerusalem to Jericho, about 17 miles of rocky and desert terrain, as they beat him, stripped him, and left him half dead. That's precisely what happened to him, as we read in our text for today. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he fell into the hands of robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, they beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. No information is given about this man. No age, no religion, what his social status was in society, and even for that matter, whether he was a Jew or a Samaritan himself. And as he lay there half dead, a priest came by on that same road. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. The same was true of a Levite. When he saw the man, he also passed by on the other side. Unfortunately, according to Jewish law and tradition and custom, both the priest and the Levite were afraid to help this man. And why? Because of their religious belief and practice as a Jew. They were prevented from touching this unclean body lying on the road. Especially a complete stranger they had never met before. But when the Samaritan came to where he was, he didn't pass by on the other side. No, he went immediately to help this man, robbed, beaten, and left half dead, and had great compassion. He took pity on him. He did not only put bandages on his wounds, which were many, but he also poured on oil and wine on him to alleviate the hurt and the pain. And then he set him on his own animal and took him to an inn and took care of him. As a matter of fact, he even gave the innkeeper 2 silver coins or 2 denarii, which in those days was comparable to 2 days' wages. And he said to him, "Look after him. And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have with him." And then Jesus asked the lawyer that very important question. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? Yes, who was neighbor to this man? And he said, the one who showed mercy or had mercy on him, had pity on him. And then Jesus said to him, now you go and do likewise. Now what about us here this morning? What about you and me? I'm sure that we know and believe that we must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ in order to inherit eternal life. We know and believe that with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. The question the jailer asked Paul and Silas, men, what must I do to be saved? And he told them, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. And I'm sure that we also know and believe that we must love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But what about our neighbor? Do we also know and believe that we must love our neighbor? To love our neighbor as we love our God? As a matter of fact, do we take time to help others just like the Good Samaritan did? Stop and think about that this morning. Do we? Or are we too busy in our own little worlds around us that sometimes we also pass by on the other side, just like the priest and the Levite did, to be tempted to say, it's really not my problem, Lord. Or I have enough problems of my own in my own family. Or let somebody else do it. Or even for that matter, I don't have the time, Lord, to take care of the needs of all the people in the world. Unfortunately, if you and I are honest this morning with the Lord, we must confess that sometime, not all the time, but sometime, we also pass by on the other side and ignore those in need around us. pass by the hungry, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, oppressed in our society, even here in the Big Bear Valley. And yet God forgives us again this morning. That's the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we repent and we turn to the cross of Jesus and make a commitment to show the same kind of love and mercy and kindness and compassion the Good Samaritan had, to go and do likewise as we reach out to those in need around us. That's precisely what Jesus did throughout his 3-year public ministry. As he showed his love, his mercy, his kindness, his compassion through his miraculous signs and wonders. Jesus made the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak again. The words Jesus reminds us of in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." And we, you and I, as righteous, will ask Jesus the question, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and we gave you something to drink? When did we see you naked or a stranger and invited you in? Or needed clothes and clothed you? When did we see you sick, Lord, and in prison, and we went to visit you?" And this is what Jesus is going to tell us when we finally appear at the throne of God. "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these, my brothers of mine, you did it for me." Yes, you did it for me. So as Christians, we are expected to help those in need. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. And it doesn't always have to be monetary or financial in nature. Sometimes it's just taking the time to listen to someone who needs to vent their problems, or taking the time to pray for them or with them, or making that phone call, or sending a greeting card when they are sick in the hospital or at home, or have just lost a loved one by death as they are grieving and mourning their loss. Whatever it is, brothers, sisters, we should always follow the example of the Good Samaritan and take more time to help those around us. Not only our immediate family, yes, we take care of our spouses, our mom and dad, our children, our grandchildren, our close friends, but also those we don't know personally by name, including strangers we have never met before, just like the Good Samaritan did. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us through His Holy Spirit as we refuse to pass by on the other side and make a commitment by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit to help our neighbor, those in need of us, especially the hungry, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the oppressed in our society. May our prayer today be the words of the song of the day, the hymn of the day. Yes, they'll know you and I are Christians by our love By our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. God bless you as you go and do likewise. Love your neighbor as your own self. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. As we join together in the offertory, create in me a clean heart, O God. Amen.